Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you hear that name, San Juan Capistrano, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? San Juan Capistrano.
Swallows.
Huh?
Swallows.
Swallows? You think of the swallows that go from there. That's right. What do you think about? You think about swallows, you think about a place, you think about a location, you think about an exotic locale out there in beautiful California. That's normally what people think of. They don't think of who San Capistrano is. Amazing man. And I'm going to tell you about him today. And this is something that should raise up that Catholic culture that's within us that says, wow, we have amazing, amazing saints in our faith who did incredible things for the world. He's one of the reasons why we're able to be Catholic today. San Juan Capistrano. See, San Juan Capistrano was a man who gave his life totally to his faith, even from his young age, just like many of you are here. He desired to follow God in all things. San Juan Capistrano did. He eventually became a priest and was not a regular priest like me, not a secular priest who runs a parish like I am, but he was a religious priest. Kind of like Sister Anne's a religious sister, he was a priest that was tied to a religious order, the Franciscans, St. Francis's order. And following in that same mode, he was a great preacher, loved to be around others, and especially to talk about the way that leads to heaven and how God mercifully wants to bring souls to himself. So he'd preach about God's mercy all the time, and many would come to conversion because of that mercy that we want. Have you ever heard about a story of any sort of book that you've read where the priest just sort of yells at people and says, "You're all going to hell, you're all going to burn forever"? Well, that wasn't him. He was saying there is eternal fire that is there, but God shows mercy. You and I, yes, we deserve, by every single one of our sins, we deserve to not make it to heaven. But God in his mercy seeks to rescue us from that. That's what that second reading is that Miss Stella gave for us. It's all about God's mercy being poured out upon us. God wants not a single soul to suffer anything in eternity, but to be restored in fullness to him. As it said within that gospel passage there, what does it say? Is that the Lord will dress himself like a servant and make sure that each one of our needs are met. He's the God of the universe. And in heaven, he wants to serve us to make sure we have everything we need. Well, San Juan Capistrano, in his great works of there, he was also called by the Pope, not by phone, but in a letter. The Pope went to him and he said, "We have a great difficulty here that the Turks are amassing there. The great Mohammedans, the Islamists, the Muslims are trying to destroy us again. Can you do something to rally support for us?" He was a great preacher, a man skilled with words. And so he did. He preached and he preached. And nobody wanted anything to do with him because they knew how strong the Saracens were, these Mohammedan warriors. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. But he was able to get a few people, a few groups to come and to go down to Belgrade, which is in the southern part, close to Turkey, where they would be able to make a stand against the forces who were there. Just a few. One of them goes by the name of Vlad the Impaler. Maybe you've heard about him in your history books. His son was the one who they made that horrible legend about Dracula about, though he was nothing like that. So when he gathered all these forces there in Belgrade, there were so few of them. They led a valiant fight against over 200,000 other soldiers from the Muhammad side. It became very desperate at one point, and so furious were these Muslim hordes that were trying to destroy the Christian army that was there, that one by one, it was though they were going to summit the walls by marching upon their own slain dead who were there, using them as a ladder to be able to scale the walls. Finally, they did breach the walls, and it seemed like everything was lost because they just kept pouring over. Have you ever seen the movie? Have you seen the movie The Lord of the Rings? Kind of like that. When they're making their stand at Helm's Deep that was there, such were the forces that were coming over and pouring in, just like the orcs who were going through that movie in The Lord of the Rings, in a very literal sense. And so the people inside were all afraid, saying, "All hope is lost." They poured over, they breached our walls. We're nobody but a bunch of farmers here. We got basically sickles that you use to cut wheat to fight against these master soldiers who are here. We need to turn tail and hide because they're going to massacre us all. St. San Juan Capistrano was there. St. John of Capistrano was there. And he, armed only with the crucifix, went up to the front of the armies, rallied them, and he said to them, and this is what I want to share with you today, just a quote from that very same moment, something that goes along with the psalm response that we just professed there just a second ago. This is what it says. It says, "All things were to be despaired of, and all of a sudden, St. John went up to the very front of all the armies, and with his cross in his hand, he encouraged the soldiers to conquer or die as martyrs with these words." He said, "Victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus." Over and over again as he showed the cross there, "Victory in the name of Jesus." And the Christian forces were so animated, given such courage by what they had, no matter that they weren't great soldiers, they began to be inspired by that and threw them into the infidels who were there, cut them down from the ramparts and drove them out of the town. And after all these attacks which the Christians made, they slew the Turks as though they were sheep. And on every side they repulsed their most determined and experienced troops. The history books tell us that it was 1,200,000 of the other side died that day. After so few of them were able to fight in that time. So what is this? Why do I share with you this story? One is because San Juan Capistrano, if any of you ever want to enter the military, guess what? He's the patron saint of military chaplains. Why? Because he was there in the thick of everything, encouraging the soldiers to stand strong, to not lose hope, to recognize that God was their savior. And the other thing is that psalm response. Remember how we hear that word, our help is in the name of the Lord. He's the one who made heaven and earth. We, St. John of Capistrano, said the same thing. He said, our help is in the name of the Lord. He's the one who made heaven and earth. And he said, it is in Christ that we will be victorious. He said, victory in the name of Jesus, victory in the name of Jesus, as he drove them all forward. Brothers and sisters, we're probably not going to be faced, too many of us, hopefully on the front lines of any battle, and hopefully not a battle for our faith. But every day we face that same sort of difficulty in what we're going to do with our own lives. The difficulties that we face at school, the times when people tempt us to go in the direction which is against the Lord. But remember that St. John of Capistrano, San Juan Capistrano, he's a saint in heaven, which means he's present to anybody who calls upon their name, just as the intercession of the saints are in whatever difficulty it is that we have. So whether it's fighting against Muslim hordes or fighting against those who are trying to tear down our faith at school or fighting against those who are trying to tempt us to do something evil, like look at somebody's answers who are in front of us in an exam. Our help from whatever temptation it is that we find ourselves in can be found in the one who made heaven and earth. Just like St. John of Capistrano, we can find victory when we call upon the name of Jesus. Let us ask him today to be the one who fights for us in whatever difficulty we find ourselves in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the health and well-being.